The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we've got Jesse Tobin back on the show, the cultural assistant for the Office of Cultural Development. Good morning. Good morning. We ended up only recording one show almost for the entire month of July because it's been so hectic. So we're happy that to have this show on the air towards the end of July because there is a lot of stuff happening.
There's so much happening. And if we don't have the radio show, you can check everything out on lovepittsfield.com.
Yes.
All the events are posted through the end of the summer.
Yeah. Lovepittsfield.com is the website for the Office of Cultural Development. So definitely go there. We are gearing up for another First Fridays at 5 on August 2nd. The first Friday of the month happens the first Friday of the month. Sometimes it's as early as the 1st. Sometimes it's as late as the 6th. But this time it happens to be August 2nd. August 2nd is the next First Fridays at 5. And we have tons of stuff happening for that.
It's, jam-packed from 5 to 8, Maker's Market, Family Fun Zone, and the huge birthday celebration for Berkshire United Way with DJ Puff Daddy, spinning some tunes and having an awesome birthday party environment.
Very cool. And the presenting sponsor is Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. They've been with us since the early, early days of Third Thursday, and we're very grateful for all that they do for the community. But they come out in a big way as a sponsor for an event like this. They're going to set up a snow cone machine, and they're going to be giving away school supplies and more. They have really cool bags usually that are filled with awesome things when they are the presenting sponsor. So we're very grateful for that. Always, that is August 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. Right downtown, there is a street closure for this new event, First Fridays at 5. It goes from Park Square all the way to Depot Street. And so we're thankful that it's been going well. We're hoping for good weather. There are rain plans always, but we are hoping not to have to use the rain plans.
No.
Always.
No rain this time.
No
August
rain.
2nd.
No
all
rain
clear.
For August 2nd. All of this information that we're talking about is on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. And we have some vendors in the Maker's Market. Anyone, anywhere from making your own like mugs and cups to the newest one that I saw was a sun catcher.
We have sun catchers. We have a woman who makes her own purses. There is a woman who makes pots for plants, and in connection with Plant Connector, they'll have a booth. There's about 20 to 25 vendors, and everyone has to be making their own goods to sell.
Which is why it's called a Maker's Market.
Yes, exactly.
And part of the Berkshire United Way celebration for their 100th birthday, Hot Plate is doing a special community release of one of their beers for Berkshire United Way. Beer for Good, I think it's called, because the Berkshire United Way slogan is Here for Good. So I think they're going off of that and saying Beer for Good, which is awesome. Yay for Hot Plate and all that they do for the community. So that's one of the things happening during First Fridays at 5 on August 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Pittsfield. LovePittsfield.com has all that you need to know about that and all of the events going on in Pittsfield. We're heading into August, which is just kind of a crazy thing to think of.
Nuts. Nuts.
And we are so happy we have CATA at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, Community Access to the Arts, which is an amazing organization countywide. And they have a show in July and August at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts featuring more than 150 pieces of art that the CATA group and artists have done, and it's great. So many of them have sold already.
There's a huge amount of that have sold, and it's wonderful because a percentage does go right to the artist that created the work. Yeah, so we have a whole other month to sell the rest. So please stop in. Stop by Lichtenstein Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 to 3, and see what's still available. Or come by during the first Fridays at 5 on August 2nd. It also is the first Friday's Arts Walk, too, in CATA. The Lichtenstein will be open with the CATA show.
Yes, it's all good stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Jesse Tobin-McCulley is the cultural assistant in the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We are at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts at 28 Rennie Avenue. If you do not know, please stop by and explore our office space and gallery space. In September, we're thrilled to be offering the Out of the Studio show, which will feature the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts artists in an exhibit.
Yeah, in the gallery. So there's eight of us, correct, right? We'll have a group show for the September 1st Fridays at 5, and a few of us will actually be out in Palace Park doing some live painting and live demonstrations of our artwork. Yeah, it'll be a supersized First Fridays at 5 in September.
September 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. We are looking forward to that. And there's also going to be more food featured in that First Fridays at 5 in September. Yes. So we're
More food trucks, as opposed to August, where there's plenty of food downtown.
Plenty of food always downtown. Some art stuff happening always in Pittsfield, but some public art, specifically through the Let It Shine Public Art Committee. Exciting things happening at the BRTA Intermodal Center, which is on the corner of Columbus and North Street. There is a train that comes in every Friday from New York City called the Berkshire Flyer, and then it leaves again on Sunday. And, of course, many other forms of transportation coming in and out of that Berkshire Regional Transportation Authority Intermodal Center. We are going to be unveiling a mural there in September, and Jesse is a mentor for this young emerging artist, we're saying. It's an emerging artist call for art, and we have selected the artist that is going to be doing the mural.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. We put out a call for people who want to learn how to do murals, who are artists and have the ability to create it but haven't had the experience in the past and don't know how. So they're paired with a mentor to learn how to properly do a mural, to take a small sketch from something tiny to this mural is going to be 20 feet by 6 feet high. So to learn how to scale something up, how to paint it, what stuff to buy for it, and just have someone with them that then can help them along the way, with the goal is to cultivate new mural artists in Pittsfield, to get a diverse population of people creating new murals, and just to get more done and painted and have people have the ability to be confident to create their own. So to go from doing one with a mentor to moving on to hopefully doing one by themselves, maybe next year, depending on what the plans are. So we will start hopefully painting this new mural on the tracks on August 5th. So you can always see us creating it from Persip Park. If you look over onto the tracks, you will see the Welcome to Pittsfield mural that I created. And Chelsea's new mural will be two down from that one. So you'll be able to see it in progress. And we'll be documenting the progress also of her mural along the way. And then it'll be unveiled at the First Fridays at 5 in September 6th. Yay. Yes. I can't wait.
It's good stuff. And the process was smooth, knock on wood, of the call for art. We got a lot of great submissions of people that we hope to keep on file and possibly use in future public art projects for sure. But Chelsea was the one that everyone decided on the committee was the most appropriate at this point. And we're working directly with the BRTA folks to figure out the logistics, and we're very grateful for hosts of public art always. There are property owners in Pittsfield that are very generous to host these public art projects on their building, and so we're always grateful for that. And this time it's the BRTA folks that are hosting this one that will be unveiled on September 6th. But as Jesse said, you can check it out throughout the next few weeks in progress. If the best way to see it is from Persip Park, right on the corner of North and Columbus, North Street and Columbus Ave. You can look right over the fence and down onto the tracks and see Chelsea and Jesse working on this mural together, and how it all comes together. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I'm very happy to be helping her out. And everyone that submitted to the call, there was about 9 folks that submitted, have been they'll be offered an exhibition at the DPI Downtown Pittsfield Inc. offices September 6th. So they'll be able to showcase their artwork, even though they weren't selected for this mural right now. They have a chance to put their artwork out in the public and kind of get more into the art scene. So it's great to just get new people in and knowing what's going on, and for other people to see their artwork. It'll be on sale. There's just a lot of new opportunities popping up, and we would love to get more people out and about in the art scene in Pittsfield.
Yes, it's all good stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the program with us, the cultural assistant in our office, talking about all things Pittsfield. We flew right through the month of July. It feels like we blinked and it was pretty much over.
Agreed.
So we're moving on to the end of July and August here, talking about the August First Fridays at 5 event on August 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m., featuring Berkshire United Way's 100th birthday celebration with the presenting sponsor of Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. There will be lots of giveaways with Guardian, including snow cones, and Berkshire United Way will be celebrating its 100th birthday, and there will be a DJ on the main stage. So it's going to be a big old dance party.
To me, huge party environment. And
dancing.
Also, there will be the fill the Ford, the fill the truck with school supplies. If you want to donate school supplies, Berkshire United Way will be doing a fill the Ford drive for everything. So bring some school supplies and then go have a dance, go to the beer garden. So many things to do.
So many things to do. And the Family Fun Zone is alive and well throughout the season. That's on Dunham Mall. And that features all kinds of giveaways and paint and sip through DPI. The Berkshire Museum van will be there doing cool interactive experiments. So it's all good stuff.
Also, there this month again, there will be the art shuttle if you want to do the arts walk along North Street. But then you can also hop on the art shuttle, which is free, and it will be outside of City Hall, correct, at the end of Dunham Mall. And you can go down to the Clock Tower Artists and see all of their open studios that night too. And then it runs every 15 minutes. And then take it back and join back up on the dance party. It's a great opportunity to see all the art in Pittsfield.
Very cool. That is courtesy of RSVP, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And we're grateful for the driver of that shuttle, Rial Godori, who has been driving the shuttle every month. And he is enthusiastic and welcoming to all of the shuttle riders. So
yeah, let's fill up his shuttle.
Let's fill up the shuttle. The art shuttle is happening again in August, and we're thankful for that. It's August 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. The First Fridays at 5, but also First Fridays Arts Walk. So there will be opening receptions for many art exhibits throughout downtown and beyond. And we were just talking on the way here that the new restaurant at Hotel on North is open, Rare 297. So they will be open for First Fridays at 5. And of course, before that, check it out. They do have a great website. You can make reservations online, or you can just pop in and sit at the bar and have a mocktail or a cocktail of your choice and just check out the atmosphere. The Hotel on North is grateful that it is there. That was the owner of RJ's that opened that restaurant, so it's sure to be a success because they know what they're doing.
They sure do.
We are
love RJ's.
We are very grateful for that. And all of the seasons are underway. We've got the all of the stuff happening at the Colonial Theater. Young Frankenstein was a huge hit, big ticket sales for Young Frankenstein, so congratulations to the cast and crew of that. And Boing Boing is underway at Barrington Stage Company through August 6th, I believe, through the beginning of August. So you got some time to go see that. Barrington Stage Company's website and Berkshire Theater Group's website have tickets for all of their events happening there. Berkshire Museum is also on, their season is underway, and they're open daily for exhibitions. Check that out. Hancock Shaker Village is having a great season, and Arrowhead, the place where Moby Dick was written. Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick at Arrowhead on Holmes Road, and that place is open for the season and offering visits and guides and tours and all of the above.
Yeah, and check out the events calendar on lovepittsville.com because there's many events posted for all of these places that Jen just mentioned. There's some plays going on at Arrowhead, too, called Poor Herman, and that is up on the website, lovepittsville.com, on our events calendar. Check it out. Stuff is added every day.
Yes, I just saw some news or some event on Facebook for the Soapbox Derby, which is happening in the West Side. That is August 17th, I believe.
That's August 17th.
Blue Q takes hold of that event and has so much fun. So check that out. You can go, and there are Soapbox Derby participants, obviously, but it's a lot of fun to just go and watch it.
I think you can
it.
Create your own, yeah?
Yes. Right. Okay. But it's really fun to go and watch the craziness of the Soapbox Derby races because people get quite into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, the farmers market is underway. I've been sad that we've been away for several weekends with baseball craziness, and I haven't been I like to go every weekend to the farmers market, and I haven't been able to go. So I'm very excited to be able to go again throughout the month of August, every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Common is the farmers market, and we are in the heart of fresh produce season right now. I bought some tomato plants there in early May, and there are now tomatoes coming from the plants that I bought from Windy Ridge. Very exciting. So that is happening every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Common, which
yeah, hit that up this Saturday. The weather's supposed to be wonderful, and I believe this Saturday is also Marge Bride's annual art sale in her front yard. Check out her Facebook page, Marge Bride, for the time. But, yeah, it's wonderful. She puts all her prints and her original paintings for sale. She gets a wonderful group. She lives off of Mountain Drive, but check out her Facebook page for the details. I do know it's on Saturday, so you can pick up a piece of artwork from a wonderful Pittsfield artist.
She does the sale every year, right?
She does. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little bit screwed up with the rain, but this weekend looks wonderful, knock on wood. So I wish her all the success for that.
8th Annual Art Sale, July 27th.
Yeah, that's
Sorting
Saturday.
Sorting and pricing. Yay. It is already Saturday. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The rain date is on Sunday, but as we said, the weather does look good. In the backyard off of Mountain Drive, and this is on her Facebook page, on Marge Bride's Facebook page. Lots, over 100 framed and unframed original watercolors, one-of-a-kind stuff, some old, some new. You can pay via cash, Venmo, credit card, check. All things are available. All forms of payment will be available. This is at her house. She literally has a backyard yard sale of her art. And this is the 8th annual.
Yeah, and it's all original. Right, I believe, actually.
That is...
Am I speaking out of turn? Maybe.
Yeah. No, I do believe that also. So that's happening on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show again this week with, she is the cultural assistant for the Office of Cultural Development. We are talking about all things happening. We're done with July pretty much and into August, all things happening throughout the rest of the summer, which all of these events are on lovepittsfield.com as well. First Fridays at 5 is August 2nd. It's coming early. I had another week in my brain before August 2nd.
But it's next Friday.
And then I was just going through the calendar and I'm like, oh, no, there's not another week. It's just in my brain. So August 2nd is First Fridays at 5 from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Pittsfield. The street is closed from Park Square to Dunham Mall. No, to Depot Street, also featuring Dunham Mall. The Family Fun Zone, there's Maker's Market featuring about 25 to 30 different vendors. Berkshire United Way will be there with a lot of its partners doing family fun activities. And Guardian Life Insurance Company of America is the presenting sponsor. So it's super exciting to have them on board once again. They will be doing giveaways and handing out snow cones. I believe they're bringing their snow cone machine.
And the Copsicle will be there again. And even though the road is closed from Park Square to Depot Street, but everything does continue further down North Street where the road is not closed. But if you continue down North Street, there is Jim Horsford will be in Palace Park doing live pottery demonstrations, which is wonderful if you want to expose your kids to pottery and how to throw on the wheel. He lets kids get hands-on and adults alike. If anyone wants to find out anything more about creating ceramics on a wheel, check Jim out because he is a wealth of information and a wonderful teacher and offers classes in the Liechtenstein. So pass by Palace Park. If you see a guy throwing clay on a wheel, talk to him and find out more. And then you can continue down to Satilli Park and Persa Park, which will have, Satilli Park will actually be part of the birthday celebration. It'll have a photo booth in there. You can take some fun pictures. The Berkshire United Way is having a photo booth in the park. So that should be fun, interactive. And there will also be activities in Persa Park, too. So even though the road's not closed right there, you can still continue and then continue on down to take in more of the arts walk, head down to Hotel on North, down to Dottie's. Both will be having art shows in their restaurants. And, continue down, take in all North Street, not just the road closure section. There'll be a lot of other things happening. And come down to the Liechtenstein and see the Cata show, too, which is open through the end of August. Taking the arts walk, all the things going on in the park, and everything happening from Park Square to Depot Street.
And we're so excited to once again partner with the Wandering Dance Society. Olivia and her group put on great things, and that will be happening in Persa Park. And I believe Youth Alive is a part of it this month.
Yes, yes.
So lots of action throughout the whole blocks and blocks and blocks, and the art shuttle can get you to the Clock Tower Artists Group over on South Church Street if you want to explore that. If you haven't been there yet, definitely check it out. They are a group of 20 plus now artists who each have studios over there, and it's a wide range of mediums. So
yes,
there's
everything.
Truly something for everyone over there, but it's good stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development, and we have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show, the cultural assistant in the office. And we want to let you know that everything we're talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. Also, if you have an event in Pittsfield that you would like to promote, please let us know. We will post it for free on lovepittsfield.com, and we will feature it in our Love Pittsfield newsletter as well. You can email us at cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org, cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. And we are happy to feature your event because the more the merrier. We want everyone in Pittsfield to know.
Yeah, let's fill up the whole calendar for August and beyond. I mean, submit anything that you have coming up. It's a free resource for everyone to submit. Please email. It'd be great.
We want to highlight all of the events happening in Pittsfield and beyond. All right, everyone, this has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We hope you're having a wonderful summer and continue to attend and see all of the great things that Pittsfield is doing through the arts and culture and beyond. And as we said, all of the information that we are talking about is on lovepittsfield.com, and you can go check it out there. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks, Jesse.
See you August 2nd.